Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. This is where Jesus is feeding the 4,000. Let us listen to God's holy word. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance." His disciples replied, "How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, "7." Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish, and after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. Holy wisdom, holy word. Well, today is a very different day, not only for us, but for the world, and even for me as a pastor. Never really liked to experience tragedies, but I have been around some in my ministry in my lifetime. And once again, we see tragedies happening around the world. Now, I do have a sermon prepared, but I have to say some other things before that time. And then I will be modifying my sermon because of what we have to deal with today. And if you want a copy of the sermon, please call the office for the full text. Well, you know, once again, we're experiencing evil in the world. Death, destruction, bombs, gunfire that are killing people and injuring people. Once again, we experience this evil. We see how people have died. We have heard about those people that were injured and how families have been affected. Yes, there is evil in the world. We cannot deny it. People get shot all the time. Unfortunately, there is death that comes along with that. And unfortunately, there's also radicalism that seems to disrupt and show the evil side of a faith group. But not all people are evil. There are many religious groups that have this sense of peace and of love and of justice. It's those that are radical that take it to an extreme, that use it as a weapon. We have seen the pictures of people who have died. We've seen those individuals hanging from window sills, afraid to get shot. We hear screams, and we have heard screams. We've seen pictures. We've heard all of these things. People's lives have been affected. Families have been affected. All of us as a world, we are a different world today. Even after 9/11, with that tragedy, there was a difference in our lives. And to this day, it still rings through our hearts. I can remember a time back in one of the churches I served in Missouri, where we were praying for all of those individuals lost in planes and in the towers there in New York City and the field out in Pennsylvania. One of the women in the group is a grandmother, a mother, an aunt, a sister, a wife. She was also the grandmother of one of the men in the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. He was one of the pilots. So it's very real that we have all of these experiences. It's very real that this happens in the world. But you know, friends, we must have hope and we must be strong even among all this evil in the world. Yesterday, as I was watching the news, I saw as people were leaving that stadium and they were singing what? The French national anthem. And they were doing it together. And even now in our world today, and throughout the times, the days before today, we saw people lighting candles and praying, gathering in different places of the world, and also out in front of restaurants and stadiums, leaving flowers, pictures, candles. We have been united once again in this world for humanity. And we're also at the point in our lives remembering people, seeing the names and the individuals on the television or in the newspaper, people who have died, and to really pray for them and their families. It's always interesting, though, whenever someone dies in such a way, when people interview family members and friends, they always lift up the good characteristics and the benefits of that person. They're looking for the blessings of that person among the destruction of the day. Well, there is justice in this world, and justice grinds slowly sometimes. But we have to be careful as well. Otherwise, we paint a big picture of people who do these terrible things and those that are of the same faith. But we have to have justice of our own hearts and minds and how we're going to live and how we're going to treat each other. Because I've seen it and I've also been the recipient of it, of someone who tries to do character assassination. That's not Christian. It's not justice. It's a dark side of life. We are a Christian body in a Christian way, and Jesus came to us so that we can find a life that is full of love and peace and hope. And love must reign, even among the destruction of people's lives and in this world. Jesus calls us to love. God wants us to love others. God wants us to live a life of love. But you know, among all of the things that happened in this world, especially the past week in Paris, in France, in Beirut, in Baghdad, and other places, we need to know that there are people who are suffering because of the loss of a life. We have to comfort those people who have lost a loved ones. Maybe you know somebody who has suffered a loss through murder, through terrorism, or through natural death. As we saw that there was an American woman from California who died and was killed out there, and we lift her up to God as well as others. But we need to comfort everybody. We need to comfort each other in times of destruction and of death and of terrorism. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We do need to comfort one another, and we need to entrust people into God's care. Now, Psalms 23 is a very familiar psalm to us all. And the one phrase that can be lifted up today is, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." We are in a state right now, friends, where we are going through this valley of death, but we're not stopped there. We're going through it. Many of the congregations that I worked with that are in heavy conflict, the people that visit with me want to know how are they going to make it through all of this conflict. And I say to them, we're walking through this valley together with God leading us through. And we're going to make it through all of this. And we have to have hope. We have to have courage in all that we do. There is always hope. Always hope. You know, as I reflect on this sermon today, it really is talking about blessings that we have to lift up. With tragedy, there are blessings. People's lives are lifted up. The gift of their life, the love that they have. But we're not alone in all of our struggles because God is with us and we're with others. And I'd like to share with you about Nell. Nell Berry is her name, and she's a woman who lives in mid-Missouri. And she wrote this about her sense of being blessed, especially through all the tragedy in her life. And she writes, "In truth, I have had a very blessed life. Oh, I know, some people will say, but you had to grow up as an orphan. How is that a blessed life? Well, I was blessed to have my parents for 9 years. I was blessed that they loved me and didn't give me away or abandon me on the street or worse. I am blessed because my brother, who was 24 years old, took me in and took me to his home. I was blessed that I didn't get involved with drugs and alcohol, as so many young people do as teenagers. I was blessed to have somewhat of a Christian basis of a belief system when I was a child. Blessed by God, my Father, who didn't throw me away either, who loved me unconditionally and saved my soul. Truly, I have been blessed. I have felt the presence of Almighty God in my darkest hours, in the times of prayer when I have been praying for my family, in times of distress when I could not see anything except despair. I felt the presence of my Heavenly Father there keeping me sane. His presence is not always a physical presence, just a knowing that he is there with me and he hears my every prayer. It gives me a sense of security, a feeling of well-being, of knowing everything will turn out all right. Nell continues by saying, I only wish I could relay this secure feeling and a knowing frame of mind to others so they could find what I have found. I can't give to them or relay it to them. They have to have a transformed life, transformed by the Holy Spirit of God to have that frame of mind. And she concludes, thank you, dear Lord, for your presence in my life. Unquote. Nell went through some difficult times in her life, but yet she made it through and she was very thankful for God and she thanked God in many ways and she felt that she was blessed. All of us need to look at how we live our lives and to recognize the blessedness in everything that we do. You just never know when something bad will come along. And yet we have to hold out for hope and to recognize the blessedness of life. Well, there was a time when I was traveling between St. Louis and Kansas City on I-70. And one of the billboards caught my eye. It was a picture of four young boys huddled around the younger brother. The smiles told the whole story of their care for each other. And now it was the youngest brother who brought the saying on the billboard to life as he was a Down syndrome child. The National Association of Down Syndrome sponsored the sign, and it said, "We have been blessed. We have been blessed." Well, you know, Jesus also blessed people when they were sick or dying. He was blessing them. And these 4,000 people that were waiting to be fed, Jesus blessed the bread, and he broke it, and he also blessed the fish and shared it with everybody. So he was sharing from a little, because he didn't want them to go home hungry. You know, there's another story that I'm going to conclude with. But we must remember that blessedness is a part of life as well as tragedy. We wish it didn't happen, but it does, and we're different for it. But we need to look for the blessings in life, even the smallest blessings. Ever walked along a sidewalk and seen a little yellow flower alongside the sidewalk? Have you ever noticed that? Or a pretty flower up in one of the trees? Or something very special about an individual? Well, friends, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And our lives have been blessed by God. We have the gift of life, we have the gift of family, we have the gift of friends, we have the gift of Jesus Christ, we have the gift of a community of faith. We all are blessed. In closing, I don't know how many of you read the newspaper and read Bill Keane's Family Circus. You remember that one? Remember that little comic? Well, there was this one little boy who said, "Hachu." And his mother said, "God bless you." He says it again and again. She says, "God bless you." He does it again and again, getting louder each time. And again and again, his mother says, "God bless you." After the fifth hachu, his mother says, "You're pushing it." The little boy replies, "I was just trying to be really blessed." So friends, among the tragedies of life, we have to look for the blessings of life. God blessed us with love. God blessed us with his son, Jesus Christ. And God has blessed us with this community of faith. So let us be thankful, even among the tragedies of life. Let us pray. Lord God, we do come to you seeking your presence in our lives this day. We acknowledge the tragedies that have gone on in our world this past week. Those situations in Paris, in Beirut, in Baghdad, and elsewhere. We have seen the injustice, we have seen the radicalism, we have seen the death, and we've heard the tears, and we've heard people's cries. Oh God, we entrust all of these people who have died and their families into your care and into your comfort. We also entrust ourselves into your care, O God, this day, as we commit once again to serve your Son, Jesus Christ, through the life of this congregation. O God, you know that there's tragedy in the world, and you also show us that there are blessings in this world. We give you thanks, O God, for our time together, and we thank you that you love us all, and will take care of us all. In life and in death, we belong to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. And let us all say amen.